DW. A group of people watch helplessly as black sand trickles from a hole in the wall of their tenement house. Wooden supports snap and glass panes shatter. A short time later, the five-story building collapses. Only a pile of rubble remains of what used to be a home. The caterpillar starts clearing the rubble. At least the former tenants had time to save themselves and some belongings before the building collapsed. In April 2016, people living in a building in another part of Nairobi weren't so lucky.
I was sitting at home and my child was already asleep. Suddenly the building collapsed and I called to God, "Why must I die with my family?" I was able to clear the stones from myself and my wife. But when I went to free my child, it was too late. She was dead.
Kevin and his wife survived with injuries. Their child and 50 of their neighbors died. The seven-story apartment block had been built illegally. It was much too close to the bank of a small river. Just like a whole series of residential blocks in the Huruma neighborhood in Nairobi's northeast.
I would like to ask the government, didn't you foresee anything wrong when these houses were built? Or do you just want us to suffer?
Residents here are bitter. The homes had been slated for demolition, but before people had a chance to move out and the excavators could move in, severe rainstorms caused flooding, leading to the collapse of the dilapidated structure. Ayan Shankla is a structural engineer.
You can generally, you know, people who are living in the building, you will be able to see that, you know, your cracks are gradually opening. You don't get a sudden collapse of a building, especially concrete.
But Shankla says such warning signals are often overlooked in Nairobi's poor districts. Dorothy Ihoyo used to live in a tenement house in Embakasi until it collapsed earlier this year.
I saw the cracks and asked the caretaker what was going on. The owner then sent a couple of people to make simple repairs on the ground floor and dismissed it as normal maintenance work.
Thanks to a hectic last-minute emergency evacuation, most tenants were able to escape, but two people lost their lives in the ruins. Cheap housing is life-threatening in Nairobi. According to Kenyan media reports, 30,000 buildings in the city are on the demolition list.
When you are going to bring down a building which has a title deed, they quickly run to court and they stop you. That's one. Number two is corruption.
Evans Kidoro is the head of the municipality of Nairobi and also oversees the Regional Construction Administration. But so far, the construction authorities have refused to comment on the issue. It's simply too controversial. And citizens like Randy Mwenye are angry.
We have a shortage of housing units in Nairobi, and so people are taking advantage of making things which are cheaply made, and we are risking our lives. I think the local government should be taken to task because somebody is sleeping on their job.
But even if dilapidated buildings are dismantled before they collapse, that's the worst solution for everyone involved, says Ayan Shankla. And that also goes for the landlords responsible for erecting the dangerous structure.
There is no malice, there is no criminal intent. If you look at the person whose building has fallen down, when something like this collapses, he is in a terrible situation.
The city of Nairobi also loses out. Taxpayers pay more than 1.2 million euros for the demolition of 30,000 buildings. But things are worst for the tenants, such as the former inhabitants of the houses that used to stand on the river Huruma.
Many people here are street hawkers. They cannot afford anything else. Others are day laborers. They don't know whether they'll find a job tomorrow. Where should people like us move to?
It's of little use for the poor tenants if the architects, construction companies, or engineers responsible for the construction are taken to court after a building has collapsed. But Michael Okonji from the Engineers Organization promises that those responsible will face consequences.
It is our member who we licensed and who failed to carry out diligent professional duties. We go ahead, we deny them the licenses, we take disciplinary action.
Of course, it's much better to prevent catastrophes in the first place by constructing houses safely. This needs improved cooperation between different building authorities, a more effective construction supervision, and timely inspections. Also, developers and landlords planning to erect buildings need to get more information so they don't save money in the wrong places, says engineer Ayan Shankla. And the structural parts of the building that make sure a building remains upright should always be solid.
The cost of building a bad job and a good job, the percentage is very little, maybe 10-15%. He's not making a lot of saving in an element which should be done properly, built properly. And then you start now saying, okay, I'm going to reduce by having maybe a, you know, expensive door, maybe buy cheaper doors. The building wouldn't come down.
Erecting safe buildings will save everyone money in the end. But until this dawns on those responsible for the constructions, the inhabitants of dilapidated tenements can only hope they will make it out of their buildings alive. That further buildings will collapse is pretty certain. It's just a matter of time.
DW.